Well, the police have arrested two more protesters today as a majority of demonstrators demand an end to illegal small-scale mining in Ghana, abandoning the streets following the arrest of dozens yesterday. This afternoon, there's more police and media personnel on the demonstration grounds than demonstrators themselves, as police declared most of the protesters wanted. We'll take you to the ground for the latest on that shortly. Right now, here's Maxwell Agwebe's report capturing how things unfolded yesterday.
Scores of protesters gathered for day two of the Stop Galamse demonstration. On the first day, the police stated that they approached with a de-escalation mentality. However, on the second day, it seemed the approach shifted to if persuasion fails, force is applied mentality.
Anybody who pushes, I'll cause his arrest. Anybody who pushes this, I'll cause his arrest.
We're not here to find nobody.
If anybody thinks he's a man,
anybody who pushes it, that's it.
We're not here to find no one.
Talk to them, then.
Listen to the Director of Public Affairs at the Ghana Police Service, ACP Grace Ansah Akrufi.
We served a caution to the organizers of this demonstration that today the police were going to do whatever it took to maintain the peace, ensure security, law and order. We therefore urge them to once again consider the 7 locations that police had proposed to them, and that today we would not allow any impediments within the area of the 37 intersection. We will ensure that there will be free flow of traffic.
We are all involved. We are all
attempts by the protesters to demonstrate on the streets were foiled by the police, resulting in a scuffle and the arrest of some of them.
So Raf is one of the organizers of this protest, a member of Democracy Hub. Wait, just for some clarity, have you been arrested by the police?
We have been arrested because this is an arrest. Actually, you asked the protesters to leave wherever you are asking them to leave. Now we organize them to move away from the road. We were on the side, which is the pavement, and now we've been asked by the authorities to follow the police.
Stop doing galamse! Just stop galamse for us! We want our mother Ghana back! We want our mother Ghana back, oh! We want it back! Yo.
Police also attempted to tow a vehicle containing the protesters' sound system, water, food, and other basic necessities. They resisted, but the police eventually succeeded in towing the vehicle away.
There's a scuffle now between. So you can see what is happening right now in the background. Oh! You can see that. It's beginning to get chaotic now. Personnel of the Ghana Police Service trying to arrest one of the protesters. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine police officers trying to drag one of the protesters away. His colleagues will join. Quite a number of them with shields. None on the street. Please, still trying to take this demonstrator away. His friends resisting the attempt to take him away. Now he's down on the floor with some of the policemen. It's a big struggle.
Tell him, You guys, you misconduct
like that. Press conference later, 62-year-old Democracy Hub member Na Adesua called for the release of those arrested.
We wish to remind the Ghana Police Service and the government that their duty is to protect the rights and safety of all citizens, not to suppress them. The decision to escalate violence against peaceful demonstrators is not only a violation of our constitutional freedoms, but also an affront to the democratic values upon which our nation was built. Release all arrested protesters. The 15 individuals, including an 8-year-old child who was unlawfully arrested during the protest, must be released immediately and unconditionally. This continued detention is unacceptable and undermines the rule of law. I am the grandmother of Rose Safo, the 8-year-old child who was unjustly arrested. Myself and other granddaughter, 10 years old, were released. Why? I asked for social welfare. They couldn't provide.
Individuals who are speaking out against what they are doing, they have tried.
In a statement, Democracy Hub accused police of denying those arrested access to legal representation, refusal to provide information on detainee locations. Democracy Hub is also accusing the police of refusing all attempts to provide arrested protesters with food, water, female hygiene products, and basic toiletries. The group strongly condemns what it describes as blatant human rights violations by the Ghana Police Service and demand that they respect the rights of every individual in their custody. The group is urging all concerned citizens, civil society organizations, and the international community to join in demanding justice, transparency, and humane treatment for all the protesters. Extract of a statement released by the Ghana Police Service says all the 42 people arrested, including some of the leaders of the group, are in custody and will be put before the court to face justice.
Well, in the last few hours, lawyers for those detained are writing to the police demanding details of the persons in their custody as well as their prosecution plans. Let's share with you details of the statement from the lawyers. Now, we're also, in the last few minutes, getting details from the Ghana Police Service about the arrest of one of the leaders of the Democracy Hub. Conveners who are organizing this demonstration, Oliver Barker-Vomo. Let's share with you that statement, and then I'll come back to give you statement of the lawyers demanding the whereabouts of some of the protesters who were arrested yesterday. We'll share with you those statements. And again, speak to lawyers for the protesters who are demanding the whereabouts of these protesters who have been arrested. Now, let's share with you the letter from the lawyers for protest defense. And it's addressed to the Inspector General of Police Headquarters, Osu R.E. Accra. Now, it says, I bring you compliment from Lawyers for Protesters Defense, LPD. One, we are an assembly of lawyers who dedicate a part of our professional services to advising and representing protesters. Two, considering the various arrests which the police have made on September 22, 2024, we will be grateful if you could provide us with the following particulars of information. A, a list of arrested or detained protesters. B, the police stations or detention facilities where the arrested protesters are detained. C, the courts before which the arrested protesters will be arraigned, and D, the dates and times at which the arrested protesters will be arraigned. 3, please let us know if you need further assistance from us. Thank you. Sincerely, yours sincerely, Noah Adamte. He's a member of the protesters, the lawyers for the protesters. We'll be speaking to one of them shortly. But in the last few minutes, we are getting update from the police that a leader of the protesters, or the Democracy Hub, which is organizing these protests, has been arrested. Oliver Baka Vormawo, that's what is coming from the police. Let's share with you a statement from the police that is communicating this particular arrest. Now, we also understand that the police will be addressing a news conference shortly, but the police says it has arrested Oliver Baka Vormawo, one of the leaders of Democracy Hub, for the various unlawful act he was involved in on Saturday 21st September and Sunday 22nd September at the 37 intersection in Accra. And this letter is signed by Grace Ansah Crawford, Assistant Commissioner of Police Director, Public Affairs. So that is what is latest coming from the police there. Now, we are monitoring the situation from the police to know whether or not they will be addressing the press any moment from now. We understand that the time, which was scheduled earlier, scheduled to be starting at 3, has changed, and they will be communicating the time in due course. So we are monitoring that development so we can update you. Now, let's take you live now. We'll be taking you live to the grounds, but let's come in studio now and speak to one of the lawyers for the protesters, Gottslav Bokoble, who is joining us in the studio. Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So since you put out that particular letter, have you had any response coming in from the police?
So we have been more focused on trying to gain access to the protesters currently in custody at the various police stations. The situation on the ground is that the protesters have been dispersed to several police stations all across the city, and tracking them has become a challenge because you would go to a particular police station, they will inform you that the protesters are not there in their custody, even though you have received prior information that you are supposed to go to that particular police station. There have been other instances where the protests have been confirmed to be in that particular police station's custody, but then they tell us that due to an order from above, we are not allowed to have any contact with them. Okay. Some also tell us that we have to bring the investigating officer from the regional command before we can get to even speak to them. So as of now, we have no idea what they are being charged with. We can't even have conference with them. For some of them, we are not even allowed to give them food, unfortunately. So that is the situation on the ground as it stands.
It means that you don't even know where a single of them is at the moment.
So we do know where some of them are. We are still struggling to keep track of the rest. As of now, we have a team of lawyers who are spread out in the city, going to various police stations, trying to confirm at the very least if there are protesters in that police station, and then if they are, whether they've been fed, whether other lawyers have had a chance to visit them and had conference with them. We've had some success, but for the most part, either we are being denied access or we can't even find them in the first place.
Okay. Now, we know that the law gives room for a number of days or a number of hours the police can hold on to a suspect until he's arraigned before court.
Yes.
We know the arrests were done over the weekend and today's a holiday.
Yeah.
Are they still within the confines of the law?
So, what I would say is that the law as it stands, it says that the right to liberty is paramount. And so, even if you are arrested over the weekend, regardless of whether it's a weekend or it's a public holiday, the time limited for the police to arraign these people before court is still, it remains 48 hours. But as of now, what is going, the situation that is currently on the ground is unlawful. Because as it stands, we are not even, we don't even have access to them in the first place. We are not even being told what they are being charged with. We can't even find some of them. So as it stands, the situation on the ground is currently unlawful, and we are doing our best to collaborate at least with the police to ensure that the right thing is being done.
Okay.
Like I said, there has been some success, but for the most part, the unlawful situation still remains, unfortunately.
Just for public education, where do we draw the line about the unlawful detention then?
So, like I said, the starting point is that the right to liberty remains paramount. And so, when a person is arrested, the person has 48 hours within which the police has 48 hours within which they are to arraign the person before court and charge them if they wish to charge them. If they discharge them, that's another matter altogether. Previously, the days like weekends and holidays were excluded from the count. However, the Supreme Court has stated clearly that due to the paramountcy of the fundamental human rights of even accused persons, the 48 hours rule is not to be compromised for such inconveniences such as weekends or holidays. Because whether it's a holiday or it's a weekend, the time remains the same. Time doesn't run quickly when it's a holiday.
Okay.
It's still 48 hours.
Yes. Quite interesting there. So what do you intend to do now that you've seen, you've known where some of them are, but you are still not able to meet them? You are still not able to also tell where some others are. What do you intend to do as lawyers?
So, for now, we are most concerned about the well-being of the protesters in custody.
Okay.
So, right now, we are still trying to find them, first of all. So, trying to make sure that everybody that we have found has been fed.
Okay.
We got news today. I think you reported earlier today that a couple more protesters have been arrested.
Yes,
we also have to track where they are going to be sent to, and then we follow up on them, make sure that their well-being is being looked after. Then the next step is, if there are indeed going to be any criminal proceedings against them, we need to know what exactly they are being charged with. But as it stands, like I said, we don't even have the chance to conference with them, our clients. So right now, the next step, or the step that we are currently on, is to just ensure their well-being. Then we'll consider the response of the police going forward. Because like I said, we've had some success, very limited success, in locating some of them. And then tomorrow being a working day, tomorrow with the holiday being over, we need to see what exactly we need confirmation from the police as to what exactly they are being charged with and how they plan on letting us get conference with our clients, because that is a right that they have no authority to suspend.
You were asking about, you know, the court that your client will be arraigned before.
Yes.
Now, tomorrow is a working day, so of course, if they will be arraigned, you have to get to know of those informations today.
Yes.
You've still not heard about them. That's why I wanted to understand what lawyers you intend to do, whether you want to force the police to do the right thing.
Yes. So, like I said, we are in constant communication with the police, or at least we like to think we are in constant communication with the police. There's always the option of trying to force the police hand. But then for now, like I said, our paramount concern is finding everybody, making sure that every single person is accounted for.
Okay.
And then we'll see what we can do moving forward. But then the plan is to ensure that when everybody is found, then we need to know what are they being charged with.
Okay.
Which court are they being taken to? Right now, the police is not forthcoming with respect to where they are going to charge them, because like I said, we don't even know where they are to begin with. So for now, we are just focused on the protesters' well-being, but once we have been able to track everybody, then the next steps will be to force the police hand. What do they intend to charge them? If they intend to charge them, where are they charging them? And what are they charging them with?
Okay. Now, you said earlier they are not allowing you to even feed those you found.
Yes.
How then can we say whether or not they are being fed?
So the situation is this. For some police stations, we have confirmed that some protesters are there. But we didn't even see them in the cells. But they confirmed that they were there. They told us that they are waiting for an investigating officer from the regional command to come and speak, to come with us before they allow us to see them.
Okay.
For some, we were able to speak with them even though they were in their cells.
Okay.
And so we asked them if they had been fed. We asked them if they were doing okay. And some of them confirmed to us that they were doing okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So we are working. If we are not allowed access, or if you are not allowed to see the protesters, then we have to proceed on the assumption that they have not been fed and they have not been catered for. Because if no one is allowed to see them, then who is taking care of their feeding?
Okay. Do you have a deadline for this? When, I mean, after which you can then say that they are not being treated fairly, based on what you just said?
Currently, they are not being treated fairly.
Okay.
There is, it's not about a deadline after which we can see that they are being treated unfairly. Currently, they are not being treated fairly. Because when you are arrested, you are supposed to you have the right to conference with a lawyer. Everybody has the right to counsel. So if right from the start, you are not being allowed conference with your counsel, you are not even being allowed to eat, or you are not, to put it another way, people are not allowed to bring you food. That in itself constitutes unfair treatment. There is no time limit. The only aspect of this whole situation where the time limit becomes relevant is the time period within which you're supposed to arraign them before court. As for everything else, the fact that we are not allowed to see them, the fact that we are not allowed to bring them food, those constitute unfair treatment right now.
Okay.
No time limit.
Okay. And that's against their human right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Would you sue the police for that?
We haven't... I would say that is an option on the table, but then, like I said, we are keeping our options open for now. We are focused on trying to find where everybody is, and then from there, we see how to proceed. But that is definitely an option. We have not ruled anything out at this point in time.
Okay. And we've just heard that one of the leaders, Oliver Bakavomo, has been picked up. What do you know from what your colleague lawyers are telling you?
I have not been given any updates with respect to him. I was aware that he was planning to hand himself in, and that he only wanted confirmation from the police. You know, when you are asked to turn yourself in, you have to be given a police station that you go to turn yourself in. In the morning, when I was just before I went on my rounds trying to find these protesters, the update that I got was that he was currently preparing to turn himself in, and he was only awaiting confirmation for the police as to where he should turn himself into. Yes, I have not received any updates regarding his surrender to the police.
Okay.
I just received a confirmation with you right here that the police have confirmed that he has turned himself in.
They use arrest.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would insist that he rather turned himself in. Because you remember that yesterday they released a statement that they were going on a manhunt for Oliver Barker. And the funny thing is, he himself came out on his ex account. He came out to say that he was not in hiding and that he was going to turn himself in. And so for this this morning, we were all just he was just waiting for the confirmation as to which police station to turn himself in.
Okay.
So regardless of the terminology the police wish to use, I would say that Oliver Barker turned himself in. But the bottom line would be that currently he is in the custody of the police.
Okay. Now, as lawyers, you also sometimes advise your client on what they are supposed to do. I mean, some people have expressed worry about some of the actions that they also undertook, burning of billboards and all of that. I mean, how do you then counsel your client also on those actions?
So what I would say about that is that As lawyers, we right now are more concerned about the appropriate procedure now that they have been arrested.
Okay.
It is common knowledge that, the grievances that they have, which caused them to go and protest, is common knowledge.
Yeah.
Issues about Galamsey and whatnot.
Yeah. Rising.
If there are reservations about the behavior of a few of the protesters, for us, from the perspective of the lawyers for the protesters, we are saying that that does not detract from the fair treatment and due process that they have the right to once they have been arrested, regardless of whatever they were alleged to have done.
Okay. Okay. All right. Alleged, because it has not been proven that they actually did that. This is still The Pulse. We're in studio with one of the lawyers for the protesters, those who have been arrested. He is Gottslav Bokoble. And we are getting to learn that it's been difficult for the lawyers to have access to the people who have been arrested, but they are trying their best to get access to them. Those they have seen and spoken to, it's still difficult for them as lawyers to even get them food to eat. And in his own words, they are not being treated fairly at this point in time. So by close of day, if you are still not successful getting access to all of them, I mean, what is the plan? Have you lawyers discussed any plan going forward?
So going forward, what we are going to do is that, for now, the plan that's on the table is that tomorrow we are going to do our best to monitor as many courts as we can, especially if the police is not willing to tell us specifically which court the protesters are being taken to. We are going to monitor as many courts as we can so that when the protesters are brought in to a specific court, there would be a lawyer on hand representing them at that very instant.
Okay.
But in the meantime, we'll still do our best to continue following up on every single person, who for now cannot be accounted for.
Okay. All right. Gottslav, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And we'll keep an eye on how this progresses. So that is a lawyer to the demonstrators, Gottslav Bokoble. This is still The Pulse. We have an interaction with the demonstrators themselves to hear from them what exactly is happening and their plan as well on this particular demonstration that they have been embarking on. This is The Pulse. We'll take a quick break here. We'll be back with more. Please don't go away.
For relief from cough, sore throat, and throat irritation, new Honey Cough Class Coho Away. Manufactured and distributed by NS Chemist Limited. This advert is FDA approved.
Every day, people have money emergencies. Ma, I need my school fees emergency. Mommy, chop money emergency. Emergency, emergency.
Catch it. I'm your rent.
Emergency. Now, there's a new emergency number in town.
More money, challenge and enjoyment. At the top life we got.
Dial star 770 hash for all your money emergencies and top life.
Dial star 770 hash for money emergencies and get easy and quick access to your money, loans, and other banking needs. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
In In uncertain times, it can be hard to imagine yourself completing the SEMA professional qualification. But with our new digital-first learning and assessment platform, you can. The CGMA Finance Leadership Programme, or FLP, gives you control over your study progress. The CGMA FLP is a remote-based, self-paced learning platform that lets you qualify from home with online assessments and study.
Now let me tell you why you should choose Safari Valley as your conference destination.
The new conference building combines modern amenities with the tranquility of nature, providing the perfect backdrop for your next seminar and corporate retreat.
The only conference destination with so many activities, you don't have to travel to visit your tennis club, the gym, or the stables. They have it all.
Enjoy this rooftop viewing deck, basking in the sunlight with the sight of wild animals roaming freely in their natural habitat.
At my break, I'm able to practice my putting.
It's a unique experience that sparks creativity and rejuvenates the mind.
Visit Safari Valley Eco Resort in Ghana, bringing you closer to nature.
From the days of Kwame Nkrumah's relentless fight for freedom, Ghana's journey has been nothing short of remarkable. It's a land where resilience and hope run deep. Through the years, Ghanaian leaders have risen with bold initiatives, becoming a beacon of hope for Africa and its citizens. It's a story of nation building, from the ashes of colonialism to the soaring heights of sovereignty. Fear has given way to optimism. Ghana has not only become an example to its neighbors, but a symbol of peace, growth, independence, and innovation. And now, we script a new era. A modern era of convenience and innovation. Introducing Chopbox, a future filled with job opportunities for our youth and credit facilities to provide a brighter future for all. Imagine stress-free shopping, where there are no more long drives, no more market hustle. A company that places its customers above all else, fighting tirelessly to make their lives easier. Where credit opens doors previously locked, and where convenience is not just a luxury, but a way of life. This is the journey of Ghana, a journey marked by resilience and the relentless pursuit of progress. Chopbox is our new era change from the old to the new. Chopbox, a convenient service.
This is a house that I have built and I have not even moved into. The roofing that was installed less than a year ago has already faded.
I recommended DBS Industries to you, but you said that already has a nephew to take care of it. DBS Industries has introduced a new roofing system known as ColorLink Plus.
So you mean all these beautifully roofed houses were done by DBS Industries? Let's go to DBS Industries. My brother, I understand DBS Industries has installed roofing system that does not fade after installation.
Sir, it's true. It's ColorLink Plus. It is a special roofing system that DBS has imported from Europe. When installed, it does not fade. And due to the faith we have in them, we give our clients a 20-year warranty.
20 years warranty? Look, my house was roofed by a certain company. The sheets have completely faded. If DBS has this unique roofing system, then please uninstall the old one. If it means spending twice on a durable material, it's worth it.
It also leaves your room very cool.
Media freedoms must not be taken for granted. They have to be constantly justified, constantly reaffirmed, and constantly strengthened. We need the media badly in a growing democracy. There must be the trade of ideas when it comes to the politics, and the attacks on journalists certainly must stop. As a lawyer who defends journalists who have been assaulted, I can say that the circumstance is worrying and it has to stop. Defend media freedoms. I am Samson Ladi Anyenini.
Access to information is a fundamental human right. Globally, there are over 44,000 radio stations, with more than 25,000 television stations,
a total of 100,000 newspaper and 200,000 online portals. We have 500,000 digital media outlets and 5.03 billion internet users, not to talk about mobile phone subscriptions.
Yet, millions of people are left behind and denied the knowledge to navigate the information ecosystem. Information is a huge resource for power. Be part of the celebration of the International Day for Universal Access to Information, IDUI, to help promote transparency, accountability, and inclusive governance. Join us at Alisa Hotel in Accra, Ghana, from 1st October to 2nd October 2024. Information for all, everywhere, access for everyone.
So welcome back to The Pulse. We're still here in the studio with some of the demonstrators, part of the protesters who have joined us in studio. Now, amongst them is Na Dinsua, who is convener of Democracy Hub. Na, I hope all is well.
Thank you, Beth. Everything is very well, okay. Thank you.
We also have Kamri Tego, who is a concerned citizen and a protester as well. Kamri, all is well?
Yeah, by grace.
Okay. And then, of course, we have a serial demonstrator and one who is a leader of Economic Fighters League, Ghana, Ernesto. Yeah, boy, hi, Ernesto. Everything good?
Everything bad.
why is everything bad?
I mean, it's Ghana democracy. I mean, looking at what is happening. Mm. I mean, those who are to enforce, the laws, have constituted themselves into an illegality, okay, and are ensuring that the laws are not respected. Mm. I mean, look at how the police have misconducted themselves openly to the rest of the world, holding people against their fundamental human rights and freedoms. I mean, how do you abduct over 45 human beings who were simply protesting lawfully? So, Date, let me ask you a question. Have you cited a copy of the so-called injunction that they claim they secured? And this is where we need the media to do its work in being critical and not just passing or churning on information that is coming from Ghana Police simply because it is a state institution. Mm. This institution has, lacks all credibility in this matter. It has shown dishonesty, unethical policing, the highest form of crime against the people that could be committed. Because if I can't trust the police, who else should I trust? And so it's a total shame. I'm embarrassed that the police that purports to be serving my interest is actually blatantly ensuring that those interests and those rights of mine are not protected.
But isn't it the case that they arrested those who in their view broke the law? Those who did things that they
were not supposed to.
We saw people burning flags of political parties. In the law.
What law prevents people from burning?
You know that the law does not allow you to even deface a poster.
They are burning a flag, a common flag. Who is a protester? You see, and we need to subject some of these things to critical interrogation.
Okay.
Who is a protester? These guys have submitted their notice to you well over 3 months. Mm. You had no issues with it. And even what they are saying, security, so as if going to demonstrate at the Flagstaff House will kill Ekufuor-Addo. Just a few days ago, the NDC held their demonstration all over the country. Is the Electoral Commission's place not considered a security zone? And yet, it was contained. It happened. At that same Flagstaff House, the MPP have conducted demonstrations there and they were allowed. And so what is in contest here is the idea that people who are outside the duopoly have no right to protest, have no right to engage in certain things. And therefore, when they do, I mean, how do you justify over 2,800 police officers? I mean, thrown at us just to ensure that our voices are muted. I mean, if we had any wise leadership in this country, is this the wisest use of resources? Do you know how much we are spending by the number of police officers we have occasioned at that space for the past 3 days? Should we not be putting them at calamity sites?
It's not proactive policing to ensure that this does not go away.
But these are armless demonstrators. What can Comrade Nadensua, I mean, possibly do? What harm can she cause just standing there? I mean, no. And I saw her in the video. She was just sitting at one place with a child.
That's why she's here. She's not arrested, isn't it?
Is it?
That the reason is why you are here is because,
is it because
you have not been arrested.
Is it really that I was with a child that I was not arrested, or is there another reason?
Okay, I don't know.
Concerning the so-called, what was it you said, defaced poster? Go to Makola and see how many posters have been defaced and arrest all the women, males, children, adults that have defaced them. Do you know how many flags have been pulled down for any party just because we don't want them? So we pull them down and you say what? We are standing at 37. We pulled some down, so you are angry, so you arrested us. Why? Go to Kanishi Market. Go and see what is there. Go to Jamestown. Go and see what is there. But this little bunch of people pulled it down. Do you know what we do with them sometimes? Don't let me talk. Don't let me talk. Just because your poster is there, so we should all clap for you. Yay! Your poster is there. Some of us don't like your face. We'll move it. We don't only move MPP. We move NDC. If we don't like Alan, we move Alan too. If we don't like Chada, we move Chada too.
No, but
what is the crime?
The law does not allow you to do that.
So. Why? Go to Makola and catch all of them. Then come and add me to it.
When they see you, they will arrest you.
No, it is reality. It is happening. Mm-hmm. It is happening. Mm. It's not that it's not happening. It is happening. Go and catch everybody who has done it.
No, but
let the police keep going round. And for anybody who touches one, just catch them. See how many of us you will catch. Whether you can keep us all in cells. Master, this will only make us do it more than before. Please, you should stop that.
My issue is this. If we are pulling down party paraphernalia, first of all, ask yourself, is it all party paraphernalia that was being pulled down? It happened to belong to one particular political party, right? Secondly, this particular political party we are talking about, who are they? They are the government in power. Who are we protesting against? Is it not the government in power? So what can we do to show our displeasure with the current government?
But you don't break the law to protest,
At this particular point, I don't even consider it breaking the law. I mean, look at the comments that came afterwards. People are embarking on a peaceful protest. Just the night before, literally, somewhere around 11, was when the police decided they want to embark on a special operations. And look at the time it was announced. Around 11 p.m. somewhere was when I saw the tweet come out. They released to say, we are blocking this road. I was asking myself, but the demonstrators had already given notice weeks ahead. So if you equally wanted to undertake some sort of security measures let's say truly you wanted to police the demonstration, is it at the ninth hour that you come out to say, we are blocking? Fine, the roads are blocked and all of that. We proceed to continue with the demonstration. You get designated areas where you've blocked. So we moved away from the 37 down to the runabout where the blockage it also became a problem. Why should that be? Yesterday for me, it was a harrowing moment, right? I use yesterday as an example because right before the arrest of AMA governor and all the protesters that were gathered there, I was there. I took a video with Tama Governor. We were speaking. Then I was called and said, oh, the press conference is going on at the Freedom Center. Okay. I was even contemplating with Ama, oh, should I go or should I just stand here because it will be over soon? I said, you know what? Let me go join them at the press, at the Freedom Center. And then when I'm done, I come back. I was at the Freedom Center when one guy we were on video with, we were speaking with, quickly got on a motorbike and rushed the Freedom Center to say all of them had been arrested. I'm like, what? How is this possible? Why should we allow this? And the matter at hand, the reason why we are protesting, simply has to do with Galamse. The issue is, it seems a lot of people are reluctant to talk about it because probably they are not feeling the woes, the troubles that Galamse is causing Mother Ghana and to our brothers and sisters living in the different regions where these atrocious exercises are taking place. We happen to be in Accra, so when we open our taps, we have flowing water. We are happy. One of the people, you saw the bottle of water Nadiso was holding 3 days ago and asking you if you will take a sip of it. But that is somebody's main water that they drink. It's their main source of water. Look at what Galamse causes when it comes to fishing. Mercury poisoning. Fishes dead. You're literally poisoning people. One of the livelihoods of people. And mind you, all our forest reserves are now being attacked. Why? I'll tell you something that, frankly, gets to me the most, especially for those that like to politicize it, right? So if I heard, and then followed up by reading, that in the period past, the previous government, out of, was it 4 years or 8 years, they only issued licenses for mining for 50, just about 53 licenses or 58 licenses. It's well in the 50s, right? This Akufo-Addo Bawumia government alone has ended up giving 1,503 licenses for people to go out there and mine. And you begin to ask yourself, why? It is absolutely preposterous, it is ridiculous, and downright outrageous. And people are angry and they are protesting, and this is what we get. The police is basically brutalizing people. As I speak to you now, on the grounds of 37, two older people were arrested this morning. You were asking about the numbers. They have succeeded, or not succeeded, in putting some sort of fear into people to come out. And yet, they keep vilifying and saying that, yes, the protesters are running wild and we are taking matters into our own hands and we are breaking the laws. Frankly speaking, if you decided you would not mind us, let us do our peaceful 3-day protest and then we go our way. What then? After all, you are deaf to the cries and the calls of the people of Ghana. So let us make the noise and go our way. But no, you now have to seek the police on us. My question is, out of the 2,800...
They have to send the police on you. Who are you referring to?
The citizens of Ghana.
No, you said...
Us,
you have
yes.
to send the police on
No, they, ha- they had to sick the police on us. Sick is the word. The government, of course. But who controls the police? Listen, until an order is given, why would they come out? All those 2,800 men and women of the police service...
Would that be fair that the police, which is led by an IGP... which is to ensure that they do what the police are expected to do, will wait for someone to order them to do
it. And then I will take it a step further and then ask you, just as the president, His Excellency Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, is the commander-in-chief of the Ghana Armed Forces, who heads the police? When you meet, at the when the police council sits, we know the IGP is there. Yeah. Who now is the head of...
Is the vice president.
Is the vice president.
Yes.
So if I'm telling you that they are sicking the police on us, am I wrong? Who is the government? They are the people in power. They are the government. Right? And this is not the first time we've heard this. We've heard order from above. This is not the first time. My question is, those 2,800 police men and women on the streets right now dealing with protesters, my question is, if you had sent them to the Galamse sites, would we be having this discussion at all? Are we really the people that you should now come arresting and seeking 2,800 police officers on when there are people who are literally out there destroying, degrading our environment? It's annoying. And you know the painful part?
No.
Yesterday, was it yesterday or 2 days ago, on Nkrumah's birthday, when the National Youth Organizer of the MPP, said, and this was a sentence, very, 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 very disturbing and annoying, and to think that this is somebody who is a leader, said that, oh, but the protests we are doing, the people we are protesting against, they are in the bushes and they are in the forest, so we should go to the bushes and the forest to go and protest. Is that how a leader is supposed to speak? And people are defending this. People think that it's okay. It is high time. Frankly, if you asked me, I think people are not even angry enough. A lot of people are not, a lot of people feel this is a one-time show. People feel this is an opportunity for some people to gain. But even if it is for self-interest that we are doing this, the question is, at the heart of the issue, are we right or wrong?
Mm. But Ernesto, just before I go to Awolaso, because Awolaso has joined us on this conversation, the police earlier had indicated that they could not allow you to go on with the demonstration in terms of how you wanted it to be, especially the locations. And they said they could allow you to do it at other locations. Would it have hurt if you had agreed to those locations?
Well, they have no right under the law. This law and current Public Order Act and its arrangement to stop us if we say that this is where we want to occasion our demonstration. They have absolutely no power. What the law says is that, okay, you can proceed to court and obtain an injunction. Did they do that?
But we have
to hold their feet to the fire. Where is that so-called injunction? Where is it?
Okay. You have a point.
And they haven't produced it. So this is a lying state institution that does not deserve our trust and respect.
That is based on if they are not able to produce the injunction, right?
Well, but they don't. And we can go into even the merit and all of that of it. But then let me come to the point that my brother was making earlier. This is why the Economic Fighters League has consistently advanced the idea of a new constitution. This IGP may have been a good IGP had it not been for Article 200 of that constitution. Who appoints him? So he's an errand boy at the beck and call of the president. And that's what it is. He's simply serving party. Not Ghana. It's not the Ghana police service. It's a party police service.
Oh, but Ernesto, I'm not sure this is a fair call.
Protecting.
Because you've seen the IGP and what he does.
I am analyzing what I am seeing between the protection of our forests, our natural resources, our water bodies, and the prevention of protesters who are simply saying protect our natural resources. Mm-hmm. I mean, what should be the priority here? If the IGP and the Ghana police was not a party police, what would have been the rational options under these conditions?
No, I get you, but I think I also think that it's an unfair comment to make that the Ghana Police Service is only doing party police.
My brother, you know the issue. I think sometimes you journalists care too much about these politicians who don't give a hoot about you.
No, it's not like we care.
Killed Ahmed Swale, they keep threatening you, they keep violating, and then you keep defending them advocates.
No, we are not defending anybody. I'm just saying that the comment you made about the police service, an institution, that it is doing party policing. That's what I'm saying. That, no, it's
but what do you say about the police service that lies? Lies to protect who? Lies to further whose interest? Lies to advance whose cause? In all cases, it points to the Jubilee House. And we understand the architecture. The architecture is initiated in the 1992 Constitution, Article 200. And we are saying that had it not been for that, perhaps this, Dr. Dampare, he's a very independent, assertive, person. Intellectual and all of that. I have no basis to attack his intellection. What I am attacking is the integrity of the service under the circumstance, in what they have done, in how they have conducted themselves.
Why do you come and lie to the public that you have obtained an injunction when you have not? Why?
But do you know that for a fact, that they have not secured an injunction?
Have you seen the injunction? So I am challenging them to produce it.
Okay.
I am challenging them to produce it.
Mm.
And how was that injunction obtained?
In which court?
In which court? You see, if we want to run a democracy, let us run a democracy. But from all indications, this is not one.
Okay.
This is not one. And bear in mind, we are not even better off than countries like Togo or Uganda and co. It looks like actually they seem to be in a proper place. Because as bad as things are, they know they are living under a dictatorship. They know. But in our case, we are being lied to that, oh, you have a democracy. And yet everything about it shows that, no, this is not a democracy. This is an autocracy, oligarchy, something else other than a democracy.
Okay.
Your constitution itself is not a democratic document. It is a military document. This is what we are talking about here. And so we are clear. You take the fact that, look, in just and this is how serious this matter is. In just about two years.
I'll let you hold so I bring in Awula Sawaba, conclude on this point for me.
In just about 2 years to come, we will be importing water from elsewhere. And so when that insane national youth organizer says that they are in the bushes and all of that, all he's trying to do is to divert attention from the real issues. How many of us are going to be able to afford imported drinking water? Even with the local ones, how many of us are even able to pay our bills? Ghana Water recently came out to tell us that, look, they are going to increase.
Let me bring in Awula Sawa, and then, because especially on this point where you say we're going to import water, it's something that Awula Sawa and her group have been fighting. Awula Sawa is a leader at Eco Conscious Citizens Ghana. Awula, thanks for joining us here. Now, if you look at the reasons for which the democracy have embarked on this protest, is to force government to ban Galamsey. That's one of the things where it ties into what you also do. Looking at the posture of government and what has happened so far, do you see government responding to the calls by these protesters?
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me. I'd like to salute all those who have been angry enough to go on the streets and to say that this has to stop. But let me just say that we cannot ban Galamsey. Galamsey is a criminal activity. And what you do when there's criminal activity is that enforcement takes place. You arrest those engaging in it. So let me just make that clear. It's a criminal activity and you enforce the laws. Now, what I would like to say is that it's astonishing that we want to arrest protesters. Look at the number of police officers who have been brought there. But when the environmental terrorists are operating in broad daylight, they're operating with impunity. We've even mentioned the Ashanti Regional Chairman, the director of Akunta Mining, who is purported to have destroyed part of the tunnel in the Miri Forest Reserve. Even getting an investigation completed against him has not been easy. Media against Galamsey has tried to get a docket because they've made a complaint, and to the best of my knowledge, it hasn't been forthcoming. So we don't, and it's sort of really astonishing how so many police officers can go to a situation where you have an armed person who are saying that we are defending Ghana, we're being nationalistic, we will not sit idly by whilst Ghanaians are being poisoned. And let me make it very clear, even when we get clear water from Ghana Water, who tells you there's no mercury in it?
Yeah.
Who tells you that?
Mm.
So I think that we have, together with organized labor, the GMA, UTAG, other CSOs, the Catholic Bishops Conference, GMA, we have said that the government has been given up to the end of the month. Frankly, it's a bit too long because we are being poisoned as we speak. But we have given them up to the end of September to declare a state of emergency and use the state of emergency to get everybody out of our forest reserves and water bodies. We've also asked that LI 2462, which allows for mining in forest reserves, including globally significant biodiversity areas, be done away with. And we've been saying that they should pause community mining, because community mining in many respects doubles as Galamsey. There's no enforcement going on. we're not even checking that they comply with the terms of their license.
Okay.
Because as Prempon Boateng said, if I may finish, mm-hmm. if you have a license and you're going outside the parameters of your license, then you are engaged in illegal mining. Mm-hmm. And we want all those named in this report to be investigated.
Okay.
We will have strikes and demonstrations if by the end of this month, the government continues having meetings, but they have the energy to cause the police to arrest peaceful demonstrators.
Mm. Well, I'm grateful. Stay with me. But let me take you now to the police headquarters, where my colleague Maxwell Agbagwa is standing by with the details on what exactly is happening at the headquarters. Maxwell, so what's happening there now?
Well, a scheduled press conference expected to take place at 3 o'clock p.m. has been postponed indefinitely. We do not know when that press conference is going to happen, but we're told that it should be in some hours, but police is not communicating to us when exactly that press conference is happening. It was expected that it was going to take place in the police emergency command center. That was where we're invited to. But in the last 10 minutes, we've had to park our cameras, just like the other journalists who were here also for that press conference, to move to another location, which is the 37 roundabout, where the Democracy Hub demonstration has been taking place for the past 2 days, since Saturday. So all the journalists who were in that building behind me, the Police Emergency Command Center, just about 50 meters away from where I'm standing, have all had to park their cameras and tripods to move to the 37 roundabout for that press conference to take place. We do not know what the agenda for the press conference is. Police has not communicated what it is to us, but some of the journalists and some of the media people around have been speculating that it could be an update on the arrest of the Democracy Hub convener Oliver Bakavoma. We know that in the last 2 hours, the police has released a statement saying that they have arrested him for, quote, various acts of lawlessness that they say he took part in during the protests that happened on Saturday and then Sunday. So that remains a speculation. We do not know what the agenda really is. So right from here, we'll be moving to the 37 intersection, the 37 roundabout, for the press conference, and I'm sure we'll get to know what exactly police wants to communicate to the public. But in the last 3 hours, we've been stationed at the 37 roundabout, monitoring the situation there. And there were no protesters in sight at the time that we were there, with the exception of an instance where we had two protesters, two men, walking up boldly to the police barricades where the police officers were stationed. Two men wielding placards, screaming, "Stop Galamsey, stop Galamsey, stop Galamsey." But just when they were in the middle of a speech addressing the journalists who were present there, they were arrested by the police officers, the police personnel stationed there. So they were arrested and then taken into custody. What we noticed during our stay there at the 37 roundabout also was that police had been deployed to areas where they were not visible on Saturday and Sunday. So a place very close to the Lands Commission offices. Today, if you go there, use that stretch of road, you'll find police officers in full route control gear stationed there. Some of them also standing just in a strategic position and advantage, you know, points in that area. Police is also still keeping a presence on the stretch of road that links to the Christ the King parish and then the Jubilee House. They tell us that they are not leaving anything to chance, and they've actually been sleeping there at the 37 roundabout since Saturday. And that is because the organizers of this demonstration notified them that they will end their protest at 11:59 p.m. today. So our sources within the Ghana Police Service tells us that until until 11:59 p.m., they are not leaving the ground, and they're still maintaining a presence. You know, they're ensuring that they still keep the protesters, you know, at bay. So, Brace, we should be rushing to 37 roundabout right now to bring you updates on what that press conference is going to be about.
So that's Maxwell Agbaba coming to us live from the police headquarters there. We'll follow up on what exactly will be happening at a 37 roundabout to bring you what is that. Max, I'm grateful to you for that update. But again, if you can confirm for us that those people were just arrested. Okay, so I see Max walking up, but he said they were arrested just when they were speaking. You know about that?
What I was talking about when I said when I said two people were arrested, right? So you've created the barriers. We are protesting. Two people walk up to the barrier and they are addressing the media, shouting "Stop Galamse" with their placards. Just two of them, and then you walk in and pick them up. So what else? Okay, how if the police now wants to dictate to the citizenry how we are supposed to go about protesting, they should do so. Because now I do not know what else they want us to do.
And the law says just notify them.
We have the notice have been given.
Yeah.
You understand me? The notice have been given. So at every turn, it looks as if the police in one way or the other wants to stop the protest. And it's like I said, I'll use the same words again. Preposterous, ridiculous, absolutely outrageous.
Nadine, what do you intend to do? Democracy Hub. What's the plan?
The plan.
Yeah.
We will go out again. We will go out again. You know why? My grandchildren do not ever deserve to be drinking Galamsey water. Ever. Ever. He will have children. They will be my grandchildren. They do not deserve Galamsey water. You will have children. Then they are my grandchildren. Yeah. Because I own a womb. So every child belongs to me. Every young person belongs to me. Okay? Because I have a womb. And I will fight forever until I die for clean water for the children. I have seen babies that have been born in the mind, you know, they look like aliens from space. You know what? I will kill it. It shouldn't have to live. The eyes are not formed. The genitals are not formed. The arms, maybe some have three arms. Eyes at the back. Why? Why should people in power sit there and allow this to the people they said they were protecting? And I'm not talking about me. I have the grave ahead of me. Doesn't matter if I get kidney problems. But my grandchildren? No. And all of you, your children, are me, my grandchildren. And I will fight. And if Democracy Hub hasn't got a plan, I will make a plan for them. Okay? There was a woman who arrived yesterday morning. I'm amazed I haven't seen her on the news. She had two little children with her. She was crying. She was insulting Nana Ado. And I said, leave Nana Ado out of this. Let's just focus on my bottle of water. Because you have these little children. Two little girls. The woman was weeping. Protesters were weeping. Ralph was shaking. I went and put my arms around Ralph. I said, Ralph, please don't do it. You make me do it too. Stop. Ralph was shaking with tears. Hell, you can feel the pain, like a volcano getting ready to erupt. So anything he did it because of the two little girls he saw. When I sent for my little girls, the police, when they picked me up, I was hiding in a trotter with one of my little girls. I was hiding under the seat with her when they picked me up. They were good. They were two men, male police. They told me to come out. They told the little girl to come out. We should pick our belongings and we should go. Just as we got closer to the barracks, that is when the violence started. They wanted to separate the girl from me. One policeman picked this little finger and started bending it back. And that because I was holding her cloth, her dress, and I had one eye. I said, nah, mommy, nah, nah, no grandma be. Oh, yeah, heko, heko, heko. Oh, grandma, yeah, mommy. And this arm was around her. And I asked him, why, are you going to break my finger? He said, yes. Then he jumped for my thumb. And I said, look, are you now going to break the thumb too? At that point, the female police were asked to take over because I am a woman with a female girl. And they took over. And they asked us to go and sit down. There was a very nasty policeman sitting down there. And he said, get him into a vehicle now. Have them arrested. I didn't say anything. I sat down quietly. I said, nah, Peshi. Peshi, Emma, sir. Chikaba, Benke, mommy. There's a gentleman. He's a policeman. He was wearing square glasses. He was sitting at the back. He was there on day one. I saw him yesterday, too. He is a gentleman. He doesn't talk plenty. He stands back, observes, and then he just gives his order. He told that nasty, horrible man sitting under the cage, let her and the child go. He said, no, it's an amole. They should catch her because she's their mouthpiece. Yes, I am their mouthpiece. I am short and weak, but I have a mouth, and I will use it. I don't have any guns. I cannot punch you and you will fall down, but I have a mouth. I will use my mouth. And the galamsey that is going on is not good. The children are being poisoned. I have a herbalist. I have 2 kidney patients in my home where I live. We can't afford to buy pure water. We get the tap water and we boil it and we all drink it. And now we have made a decision. Don't drink it again. We could be poisoning ourselves because we can't afford the... I have taken in so many relatives into my home because life is hard just to help them a little bit.
So this is Accra? You boil the water here?
Yes! And now we are afraid.
Okay.
Now we can't even do that. We don't even want to use it to cook. And how pure is the pure water? How clean, how much alum and chlorine do they have to put in it? And what is it doing to our bodies? That we are not experts. We don't know about.
Okay. So if you say you'd go on much, when is that? Is that tomorrow? When?
I'll go anytime I feel like it. And I'll go naked if I want.
Hey.
Yes, I'll go naked so that they can see I have no weapon. I was ready to go on the first day. I said, Oliver, let me go. I'll take everything off because I was told that if you are naked, nobody can touch you. So I'll go naked. I don't care. Look, this is my children's kidneys you are playing with here. This is their livers. I watched the documentary. I couldn't even finish watching it. On the damage the heavy metals are causing to our future. Yeah. I mean, can you afford dialysis? I had a judge who died from dialysis. Mm. I was in court. He died from dialysis as the case finished. The lawyer of the defendant also, sorry, not dialysis, from kidney failure.
Yeah.
The lawyer also died from kidney failure. Where are we getting these diseases from?
Okay.
Now we know it's the water.
Okay. Let's bring in Awola Sarah again. So Awola Sarah, you've listened to Nadine here. What do you envisage to be happening now? Because the groundswell of the people calling on government to act, it's quite heavy now. You've been in this space for some time. What should be happening?
You know, I used to say that Ghanaians were not angry enough. Because this has been going on for a while. From over 2017, the president put his presidency on the line. This has been going on and on and on. And I kept on saying Ghanaians were not angry enough. It's great that Ghanaians are now angry enough to do something. And I'll say it again. Mm. We are not those with the power to arrest the illegal miners are not doing so. But rather, they have the energy to arrest the protesters. So what we are saying is that 30th September is just in 7 days' time. If the demands have not been met, then I'm afraid there'll be a series of strikes and demonstrations. And we are calling on everybody aspiring for political office, whether NPP, NDC, Cheddar, Tremantin, anybody. We want you to subscribe to the demands. Because we want Ghanaians to be nationalistic. This is not about political part. We are being poisoned. This is an existential threat we face. We are being poisoned. As was said, when you get the water from the taps, how do you know that it doesn't have mercury? Mercury is colorless. So what we are saying is that everybody aspiring to political office has the interests of Ghana at heart, and all of you subscribe to the demands. One, if a state of emergency has not yet been declared, declare one, go into the forest reserves, clear everybody and all machinery. Nobody should be allowed to mine in forest reserves, let alone globally significant biodiversity area. NI-2462 should be done away with, because we cannot have mining in forest reserves and globally significant biodiversity areas. Once we have it, we have to repeal EI-144, the perverse executive instrument that declassifies parts of Achimota Forest, the lungs of Accra. This small-scale mining has to be done away with. In most of the cases, it's galamsey, pure and simple. And I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. In Atronsu, they had the pure, pristine Atronsu stream. They said, we do not want community mining, which was being forced down their throat. Anyway, the case is in court. Mm-hmm. Excavators were going to Atronsu. We contacted the Western North Regional Minister, Honorable Rocky or Richard Obeng, stop the excavators from destruction. They did not do so. Mm-hmm. Now the once pristine water has been poisoned. Mm. And yet, we have the energy to go and arrest people who are demonstrating and who are and are. But those who are poisoning our water sources, those who are destroying our forest reserves, we won't do anything because the firefighters in many of the cases are the arsonists. The firefighters in many of the cases are arsonists. Let me be very clear. Why has illegal mining not been stopped? Because those who should stop it are the very people engaged in it. I challenge anybody to contradict me. Those who should be stopping it, they are the ones involved. And that is why a Galam stop or all, whatever you want to call them, had challenges. So what we are saying is that the 30th of September will come soon enough. And if government is still having a series of meetings, instead of calling a state of emergency, then what has to happen will happen, because we need to stop Ghana from being poisoned. We are all being poisoned today. And let me say, the poison has reached the food chain. So when you are consuming your tubers, do you know that you might be consuming mercury-laced cassava or yam or whatever? When you are eating your corn, do you know that corn absorbs poison? And corn is used to, when you want to reclaim land, you can plant corn, the corn absorbs the poison, and the corn is later destroyed. Yeah, corn is coming from the Galamsey area. We know that that's not what we are being using for our kinky and abono. We face an existential threat, and it's a shame. It's a shame that leadership is more interested in votes than in protecting Ghanaians.
All right, so after 30th, community members should go into the forest and deal with those in the forest. I would like to say I'm grateful to you for joining us. Yeah, she is with Eco Conscious Citizens Ghana. Nadeja, we're just about wrapping up. What will be your departing words?
The children, they are always the future. They must be protected. And we are not protecting the children. We are actually killing them today. We are killing them today. Stop Galamsey now. Thank you.
Gabri.
Well, I have two things to say. One, with the arrested protesters, my fear, my greatest fear in this world is being arrested and having absolutely no one knowing where I am, or having absolutely no one being able to reach out to report to my mom, my family, even my lawyer. Over 45 people arrested, 2 people this morning, and I don't know why and how it is that the police gets to not only move them to separate locations, but as far as Oyibi, I'm just getting a report on my phone, as far as Oyibi is where they are finding some protesters, and some, so now we don't know which police stations they are in. And, of course, you spoke to a lawyer early on. Some people are being denied basic things. And for that, it is worrying, because that could have easily been myself out there, having been arrested.
So I don't know. At this point, the police wants us to beg them. I am pleading with them. The least they can do, because in as much as the person has broken the law, the fundamental human rights, give them access to their family, feed them, let us know where they are, let us know they are safe. And lastly, with the second one, I will not just drew my attention to something. No manna, maybe in the biblical days, when manna fell from heaven, but manna is not falling today. Everything we consume, we've been making so much noise about the water, but she just drew my attention. It's seeping into the soil, therefore it's seeping into the foods that we consume. And mind you, majority of the foods that we consume are from these regions that the galamse is going on at. So whether it be the yams from the north, the yams, the tomatoes, the cattle, everything. Majority, because in Accra, we don't even have a lot of farming lands like that.
Okay.
And that is my worry.
Kamri, grateful. Ernesto.
Well, I would say that we have to understand that we have a leaderless state. Akufo-Addo does not deserve to be president. And at this point, we must be marching to boot him out of power through an impeachment proceeding. And it must be part of our demands. Because this is somebody who swore an oath to protect life and property, to protect us, to protect the people. When we say national security, that is what we mean. It's not about regime security. It's about the protection of our water bodies, the protection of our, flower and fauna, the protection of our plants and seeds, the protection of the human beings. And he has failed woefully. Look, what would it take for a president that is in charge to stop this menace? Just one simple edict to Ghana Army. The Ghana Army from now onwards, water, river, and forest reserves in your care. Ghanaians, every time you see that your water has turned to chocolate, know that Ghana Army has failed you, and watch what will happen in this country.
If they kill someone, would you not cite human rights?
Please, they are killing us.
Okay.
So that would be an act in self-defense.
Okay.
The kind of killings we have condemned are the types of killings that foreign multinationals who are already exploiting the people, exploiting our resources. And when the people protest, they are killed.
Okay.
That's the kind of injustice we protest. Okay. But not people who are blatantly killing us. You have 2 days ago or 3 days ago, is it your station I watched? When somebody at the Galamsey side was like, Mumbra, come and deal with, we will deal with you. We are not going to stop Galamsey. Somebody says that, oh, this national swimming pool, which was supposed to be a cathedral, I opened the gate. Hey, you've been arrested.
All right.
So the drama and the lopsidedness of the state tells us that this is a compromised state, a compromised police, a compromised force, a compromised president, a compromised government.
Okay.
We have no leaders.
Okay.
And it is time for us to rise up and resist it.
And Ernesto Yeboah, I am grateful to you. He is leader of the Economic Fighters League, Ghana. You mentioned about some licenses, about thousands. And since you mentioned it, I've been to the website, I've been counting. But when we get it, we'll obviously update our viewers. This has been a pause here on Joy News. We'll take a break. You'll be back with more, please. Remember that we also have an interaction on the labor front, because with about 2 months before the December general elections, many labor unions are declaring strike actions. At least 10 labor unions are set to start a strike next week or are already on strike. We'll be bringing you those details after this break. Stay with us.
A fifth of the babies who come in will end up dying.
This is impactful journalism. The storytelling that stretches your imagination and shines a light on the underreported issues.
Normally, if you talk, doesn't change people. Let them see it.
This is impactful journalism. It is fearless, independent journalism that reshapes thoughts and crushes stereotypes.
But I had no more strength in me again.
The person must be made to know that what you have done, yes, it would have deserved murder. This is impactful journalism. It provides context and meaning to the different perspectives.
Children are born with sin, and therefore, if you don't baptize them and they die as children, then they will go to hell. This is funny.
This is impactful journalism. It provides context and meaning to the different perspectives. This is Joy News Hotline Documentaries. Compelling stories changing the status quo.
Welcome back from the break. Now, with about 2 months before the December general elections, Ghana is facing mounting labor unrest with key labor groups on strike. At least 10 labor unions are set to start a strike next week or are already on strike. Let's share with you the numbers for you to then appreciate what we're dealing with. Now we understand that we have 5 unions which are currently on strike. We also pick information that 5 unions are threatening strike by next week. These are the numbers there. So it means that 5 are already on strike now, 5 to join next week. That will make it 10 of the unions already on strike. Now, if we look at the labor unions on strike, we have Senior Staff Association of University Senior Staff Association, we have NCC staff, we have the Ghana Administrators, you know, the GAWA. We also have FUSAG, which is the Federation of University Senior Staff Association of Ghana. We have TEU also on strike now. I mean, the senior staff began theirs on September 16. NCC started September 18. GAWA started on September 18. FUSAG started on September 18. And TEU began on September 20. There you have it for reasons that these guys are on strike. Now, those who are threatening to strike, we have the Mortuary Workers Association. They are threatening to begin their strike on September 26th. And September 26th is in 3 days' time. So just this week, we'll be seeing some more people beginning their strike action. And the reason for mortuary workers to declaring strike action, they say, is because of unpaid salaries. CETAG, you remember CETAG was on strike for over 2 months. They are threatening to begin that strike again. And they say that the reason for that is unfulfilled promises given by government. And the date they want to begin this is September 30. Organized labor is also giving indication that they will begin a strike action on September 30. The reason is for government to deal with illegal mining. UTAG has also served notice of beginning a strike action on September 30. The reason is government must deal with illegal mining. CROCSAG is also threatening to begin a strike action on the 30th September. Illegal mining is also the reason. So these are, you know, the labor unions which are, you know, going to declare a strike action this week. Actually, it's this week. So we have September 26th, September 30, on which the labor unions want to begin their strike action. Dr. Dominic Osu is spokesperson for CETAG. He's joining us. Now, Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining. Now, we know the government, when you were on the strike, government got into an agreement with you. What has happened that you declared those things as unfulfilled and therefore you want to begin another strike action? Uh, Doc, kindly unmute so we can hear what you're telling us. Okay. So, Dr. Dominic Osu speaks for CTAG. He'll be joining us so we can hear, we can then appreciate reasons, the details of the reasons they are giving for their strike action. Doc, I cannot hear you. So I wanted to understand, when government got into that agreement with you, for you to call off the strike, what has happened between that time and now that is making you to, give indication that you're going to start the action again?
Yes, thank you so much. Good afternoon to your viewers. I want to say emphatically that when we called off the strike, we were given timelines by which our all-year-round compensation and then also the migration will be successfully done. Now, as I speak,
okay, Doc, for us to have a very smooth interaction, kindly turn that mute your television set and then listen to yourself on Zoom so we can have a good call. Because from the way things are running, you keep stopping and it's not helping the free flow of this interaction. So if you can mute the volume on your television set and rather let us have this conversation on your handset, we'll be grateful. So you can do it now and then we can hear you, sir. Okay. Yes, look. So we can now hear you. You were making a point about the fact that they agreed to do certain things in terms of your, the migration, if you can continue from there.
Yeah, so they said that having called off the strike, they are going to expedite action and then work on the migration. Remember, during the NDC era, the migration was done within 2 weeks. We migrated from GES to the current payroll within 2 weeks.
Okay.
So when we declared our strike on the 14th of June, mm-hmm. we promised that at worst they are going to migrate us within 1 month. And as I speak to you right now, the timelines that we agreed upon which the strike was called off has still not been done. Now they promised us that by the first week of September, we would have gotten the offline data coming into the college. And then every member in the colleges of education will see where we have been placed by way of the migration and then also check our bio data. But as I speak now, we don't know why they are hiding the migration offline data from. We don't understand. Mm-hmm. And then also, as I speak to you right now, they promise us that when the strike is called off by the end of August, we are going to get the all-year-round compensation for work done in 2022. But as I speak to you right now, 23rd of September, we have not received our money. They keep telling us that the money will come in the GIFMIS account, but it keeps disappointing. And as I speak to you now, we have not gotten our money. This is why we are saying that if by the end of this week nothing is heard, we are going to have a full-blown strike.
Mm. But I remember the time when you called off the strike. We had some confirmation from Prinkov that some payment were being done, and also some migration was happening as of the time you called off. For example, the colleges affiliated to the University of Cape Coast, we understand at that point that the migration was happening. So when did it truncate, and why that?
Yes, thank you so much, my brother. This is what we have been saying. It looks as if we have to go on strike to make duty bearers perform their legitimate duties that every month the government of Ghana pays them. Mm. It is because of our strike that is why they were expediting action. We thought that having gone on strike for 3 consecutive times, government would have learned the lesson. Mm. This strike that led to two people dying, and then also one person snatching phones and being beaten, and then also losing so much. Government has still not learned her lessons. And as I speak to you, you'll be surprised that the offline data that the technical committee worked on has not come to the college.
So, have you got in touch with GTEC to understand why that migration process has not been completed? What reasons do they give you?
We've gotten in line with GTEC. They promised us that the offline data will come. No, when I mean offline data, you know, the technical committee worked on the various inputs by way of our qualification and our certificate, among others. So we are supposed to receive the hard copy of what has been done for us to authenticate if what we have all agreed is what was being done. So that has been stated in our timelines that by early September we are going to receive the offline data, but we have not been we have not gotten it. So we don't understand, and from what we inquire from GTEC, we sent two of our national service two of our national executives to check on it. They tell us that it has been done, but for what we have agreed, it has to come so that we see what has been done, if it is really what we have agreed or not. And members, as I speak to you, are very anxious because they don't know what is in the migration. And the migration is being done for CTAC, and we deserve to know what is in it so that we can be rest assured that once we have called up our strike and that we are working, government is also doing its part. And then they also promised us that by this week, we are going to get the appointment letter. But as I speak to you, we have not even received the offline data, talk less of the migration, talk less of the appointment letter. So people are very anxious that unless we do, unless we go on a strike, maybe the government may not act.
Your last strike, you were on it for more than 2 months. What should we expect in this one? If you should, you should really embark on it.
In fact, we want to state emphatically that we are law-abiding citizens, and we know that using strike as a weapon to drive home our demands will have repercussions on our students, among others. What we are saying now is that government should look at the Ghanaian students. Government should look at what is currently happening, and the fact that teacher education is the foundation of education in Ghana, and the life of the college education lecturer matters, because we are training the teachers who go back to train children to become engineers and doctors. Therefore, our welfare matters. So the government should prioritize teacher education and do the needful. The migration has dragged on for more than 23 months. We don't want to go on another strike. In fact, as I speak to you, we are rushing our students through the second semester activities, and you could see occupational stress and burnout being experienced by our members, and then our students too are also going through academic stress and academic burnout. All these things are not good for Mother Ghana. So what we are saying is that duty bearers should rise up to the occasion and do what is needful so that we prevent another strike.
Interesting. Since you sent out a note, and I'm sure you have to get permission for this so that your strike will be legal. Has that process been exhausted yet?
Tomorrow, I'm told there's a meeting between us and government. But here again, look at it. We have had more than 43 meetings, consecutive 43 meetings on our condition of service. So the question now is that do we eat meeting? Do we eat promises? Please, you don't need meetings. You don't need promises. They know what to do. They know what they have to do. They know they have to sign some documents. They know they have to give us the migration offline data. They know they have to pay us the all-year-round work. People are being paid for some of these things. As we are working and killing ourselves, they should also go ahead and do their needful.
All right. Grateful to you, sir, for joining us, and we'll keep an eye on how this transpires. So that's it there with, SeaTag. They are threatening, to go on strike if government does not honor their request by the end of this weekend. There's another pause here on the Joy News channel. My name is Samuel Brace. We'll take a break here. When we return, we have a conversation with some interesting group of people you'd love to listen to. So please do stay. We'll be back.
You can buy for yourself or your loved one.
Ah, mommy, tell mommy who's here.
You're buying for me, right?
Or who else?
Aww.
Choose buy tickets for others.
Love you, boo-boo.
Maybe straight to option 4.
Now, you need to buy tickets worth 50 Ghana to qualify.
Yes, you can buy random or preferred tickets. I'm choosing random tickets.
Listen, if you buy the random tickets, the system chooses a random number for you. But if you buy the preferred, you get to input your own preferred 5 digits. 5.
Baby, give me your 5 numbers.
And how much are we buying?
Babe, look at the body and buy you.
With your body, tread cautiously.
Now follow the prompt.
Now the luckiest.
The luckiest is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas platform, not for persons below 18 years. TNCs
apply. Today's contest is like Kingdom Filipino Fighter.
The stage is set. The atmosphere electric. These are the minds ready to engage in the ultimate battle where every second counts and every answer could make or break your dream.
You can contest with us, but you can never compete us.
Beat everyone. It's on all out. No stress.
And for some, it's all about that one word. While others, your hearts beat in sync with every point earned. And for some, the pain of defeat lingers long after the final riddle. The National Championship of the 2024 National Science and Maths Quiz this October. Catch all the contests on Joy News, Joy Prime, and Joy FM, and follow the action across our social media platform. Who will be crowned champion? Let the quiz begin.
Best wishes to all three schools.
The 2024 National Science and Maths Quiz is produced by Primetime Limited and sponsored by the Ghana Education Service. The broadcast of the National Science and Maths Quiz on Joy News is supported by NASCO, Vitamil, Jamar, Virtual Security Africa, Ace Medical Insurance, Build Financial Technologies.
So, welcome back from the break there. Let's now have a conversation with people from the Ghana Federation of Disability. I have in studio Sylvester Akwa, the man in the dark shades. Sylvester, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. And I also have Ametoella, the man with the lady's name. Anata, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
Good,
yeah. All right. So, I mean, I understand that you have issues with the political parties running into the 2024 elections. There are some concerns that you have, something you want them to bring out in relation to your welfare. What is it that you're looking forward to?
Well, thank you very much. Mm. We are not actually having problems with them. But
okay.
I think there are some things that we have to voice out.
Okay.
Those who are coming, they have to work on it for us. Mm. So we are basically here on an advocacy base that is about accessibility.
Okay.
Accessibility in general. That is infrastructure, education, health, and even the community, how they make us feel like we are also human beings.
So okay.
That is the basic motive of our media.
So when you talk about accessibility in infrastructure,
yes,
are you talking about how you have access to certain buildings?
Beautifully, that is what.
Because I know some time past there was, I don't know whether if it was a law or it was an instruction that every building must have a disability friendly access.
Yes,
to those buildings.
It's a law.
Is a law.
Yeah, that is the Disability Act 715.
Okay.
It was passed by our own parliament. Mm-hmm. That was way back in 2006.
Yes,
during President Kufuor's time.
Mm-hmm.
18 years back, it seems what the law states that the public buildings must do for we persons with disability who feel at home, it's not being done.
Okay. So public places are not being constructed with disability friendly access.
Yes, truly. Unfortunately, I'm here today. I'll say for the first time, entering your studio, multimedia. The entrance was very beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but coming to here,
so we are under the telecom.
Yeah. Yes, to be frank, here is a public place.
Okay.
According to that law, I must be able to access this building without any hindrance.
Mm.
But unfortunately, it's like this. But I think as time goes on, this building, I think, is a new building.
Mm.
I was expecting the entrance is perfectly well done.
Yeah.
Akase is Ruhano.
Yes. You don't have access.
I don't have access.
And these are the things you have issues with.
Yes.
So what do you want the political parties to do?
Well, I think the law that has been passed way back, 18 years back,
mm-hmm.
the NLI that will make it very instrumental and very useful to this country is not being passed.
Okay.
That is the legal instrument.
Mm.
So when an act is being passed, the NLI will make the act very active and very usable.
Okay.
So I have a personal experience when I was working at the Tobut, and there was some kind of mistreatment in terms of persons with disability. I try to follow or see if the laws are going to work for me. But unfortunately, it didn't go that way. And a labor expert who was then the owner of that company told me in front of a legal aid that the act that was passed is not working.
Oh, that's the company was one for a labor expert.
Yes, from a labor expert. Uttering that words, you know, it's like the art is not being respected by even those who are supposed to educate the public about it.
Okay.
So I think those who are coming, who are aspiring to be the president for the next 4 years, they should make it a point to make those league allies and any other policy that will make we feel at home.
But have you heard them talk about that ally?
No.
You haven't.
That is unfortunate about it.
Mm.
The two big giant, the political parties, they have been making some kind of promises. Promises are not facts.
Mm.
They are something that we can all see. But when it comes to doing what is going to be factual, we don't know about it.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so, but if they say they will do it, we just pray that they do it.
Mm.
Okay. You understand? Mm.
So Sylvester,
yes.
What's your bone of contention as well?
Okay, so thank you very much for the opportunity given, and a very good evening to our cherished viewers. So looking at what we are discussing now, look, we the persons with disabilities, our accessibility issues are enormous. Now, look, the political parties, I mean, I will not even give them any are not pardoning them or something. Because, you see, the act has been passed. It's left with what? Enforcement. We come, political parties come, go, and they just play around the act. They don't do anything to make sure that the laws are being enforced.
Okay.
You see, we have public buildings being constructed. We have public hospitals, public district assemblies being constructed. How many of them can boast of, accessibility friendly?
Okay.
That, this place is accessibility friendly. Mm-hmm. We have lifts. We have, a well-constructed ramp. What annoys me the most is the public buildings that has the ramp, but it's like steep.
Mm.
How then will someone in a wheelchair, be able to make his way to the top?
Okay.
Whilst the ramp is more like a steep.
Mm.
You see, ramp should be a little bit slopy so that it will aid easily movement.
Okay.
But here lies the keys. It's constructed and it's like a steep. So we are just I'm going to inform them. We plead with them. They are coming up with their policies. They are coming up with their, promises and all.
Mm.
But the issues of persons with disability,
okay,
as far as accessibility, jobs, and other things are concerned, are not being tackled. They're not being met.
Okay. All right, guys, I'm grateful to you. I hope that the political leaders will listen to this plea of yours, so that something can be done about it. I think we have to have this conversation again.
Very important.
So we can really get those are the help of affairs to really attend to this. But I'm grateful to you, Ella, for passing through.
Thank
and
you.
For Aqua as well for coming.
So thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you very much.
This has been the Pulse for you today here on Joy News. There's more on myjoyonline.com. When you go there now, Oliver Barker-Vormo arrested over Democracy Hub protest. We also have a lot of stories on there now. Go there and read some. This one says, I'll pay child benefit of 500 cedis, unemployment benefit of 700 cedis monthly. That's according to Akpalu pledging there. Well, thank you for being with us here. My name is Samuel Kojo Brace. Happy birthday to you. Marolo Hinejan, you are in UK. Enjoy your day. Good evening.